Today on Straight Talk Africa, another tough challenge for democracy in Africa. Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow is scheduled to be sworn into office Thursday, but incumbent President Yahya Jammeh says he's going nowhere. So what should be the way forward? That's coming up next right here on Straight Talk Africa. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk Africa, live from the Voice of America studios here in Washington. I am Shaka Sali.
Hello, Shaka, and hello to all our viewers and listeners on the continent and elsewhere. I'm Ayan Bior, your social media reporter.
The inauguration of Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow is scheduled for tomorrow. But where is it going to take place?
And coming up later in our STA inbox, we asked you to share your thoughts on Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down. Your emails and social media comments poured in, and we'll reveal some of them ahead on Straight Talk Africa.
A day many Africans thought they might never see, Thursday is Inauguration Day in Gambia. And despite attempts by incumbent President Yahya Jammeh to prevent it, President-elect Adama Barrow is expected to take the oath of office and usher in a new democratic era in the Gambia. VOA Paul Sisco has more.
I will never rule this country without your mandate since we started elections.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh declared a state of emergency Tuesday.
Hereby declare a state of public emergency throughout the Islamic Republic of the Gambia.
Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow is watching the political developments in his country from neighboring Senegal. The United Nations, African Union, and ECOWAS have so far failed to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step aside after losing the December 1st vote by a slim margin. One day after the election, the long-ruling President Jammeh conceded defeat, but in a stunning reversal, he changed his mind, claiming charges of voter fraud, plunging Gambia into political crisis.
I'm calling you to wish you all the best. The Gambian people have spoken, and I have no reason to contest the will of the Almighty Allah.
Jammeh's initial gracious concession shocked many Gambian voters and African political observers in a region all too accustomed to coups and autocratic rule. Barrow, backed by the West and the African Union, is still expecting to be inaugurated on January 19th. But President Jammeh is trying to block the inauguration by forcing a Supreme Court ruling on his legal challenge to the vote. Several high-level ministers have resigned from President Jammeh's government. Gambia's Chief Justice, Emmanuel Thagbenle, has said he will not rule on the challenge from President Jammeh. Mia Fati, spokesperson for Adama Barrow, read a statement from the president-elect.
I would like to conclusively assert, affirmatively and categorically, that on the 19th of January 2017, I shall subscribe to the prescribed oath and subsequently inaugurate the new government of the Republic of the Gambia. I call on all our citizens to continue to maintain peace, stability, and tranquility in our country.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and former Ghanaian President John Mahama are spearheading the effort by ECOWAS to end the crisis. So far, talks and the regional bloc's efforts have failed. The African Union is also warning of serious consequences if Jammeh stays on. The United Nations Special Representative for West Africa, Sahel Mohamed Chambas.
Should this be deemed necessary, ECOWAS intends to seek the endorsement of the African Union Peace and Security Council and the formal approval of this council to deploy troops to the Gambia. Whether he stays and goes, that's up to him. What should be clear is that he should allow the country to move forward under the new leadership. A preferred option would probably be for him to allow some space and maybe agree to leave the country for a while.
Seeking to avoid an outbreak of violence over the political crisis, several thousand Gambians have fled into neighboring countries. Paul Sisco, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks, Paul, for that report. Joining us here in our Washington studios is Major Sheikh Omar Faye, retired but certainly not tired, and until recently, the Gambian ambassador to the United States. Well, I have to say frankly, Ambassador Faye, that I'm profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to finally host you on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, my friend.
You're most welcome. And joining us from the VOA Bureau at the United Nations Secretariat in New York is Ambassador Samsudeen Sir, the Gambian permanent representative to the United Nations. He's also a retired colonel from the Gambian Army. Good afternoon, Ambassador Sir.
Good afternoon, Shaka.
How are
thank you?
You
very much for having me here today. I am fine, thank you, and I'm happy to be here with you.
It's a
thanks
pleasure.
A lot.
It's a pleasure, of course, again, to host you too, really, for the first time on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you.
Later in the program, we'll
thanks.
Give you, the audience, a chance to call and talk with our guests. The number to call is 202-619-3111, and the U.S. country code is 1. Let me come to you immediately, Ambassador Faye. The term of incumbent President Yahya Jammeh comes to an end later today, correct?
That is correct, at midnight.
And what happens tomorrow? Are we going to get a new president, or are we continuing with the same president, Yahya Jammeh?
As we will always call it, again, thank you for having me. We will say, inshallahu, tomorrow we'll have President-elect Adama Barrow, who the Gambians have voted to be their president.
How do you get a new president, really, who at this time, as we talk, happens to be in the Senegalese capital of, you know, Dakar, and President Yahya Jammeh stays, of course, in charge in Banjul, and in fact has even declared a 90-day state of emergency, which has been endorsed by the Gambian parliament.
That's why we're asking him to gracefully step down. The Gambian population have spoken, and by midnight, that is over. By midnight, the constitution would not allow him to do anything else. That will be his 5 years since he came to power. So by midnight tonight, my friend, a new president-elect, the will of the Gambian people will be inaugurated, mm-hmm. inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Ambassador Sir, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Shaka.
What is the latest? What kind of briefings are you getting from the Gambian capital of Banjul from your boss? Is he still going to be in charge tomorrow, or are we, in fact, going to see a new president being sworn in?
Yeah, evidently, you are following what's happening in the Gambia right now. He is definitely going to be there tomorrow. And he is still pursuing these legal issues to address the main reason why the elections are not credible, which the international community, I am afraid, is trying to avoid even discussing. And this is what is causing all the anxiety and all this chaos, people running away from the country. There has never been any violence in the country. Gambians are generally very peaceful, but the prospect of foreign invasion in the country is what is really, you know, throwing everybody in this state of confusion and panic. But he is pursuing the legal channels, and he's hoping that with the parliament endorsing it, you know, it will be respected by the international community as an internal matter and not anything to do with foreign intervention in any way.
When you talk about legal challenges, what exactly are you talking about here? Because the last time I checked, we do have a Supreme Court of the Gambia saying that it will not cooperate with his request, for example, for putting an injunction on the swearing in of President-elect Adama Barrow tomorrow.
Yeah, evidently what the Supreme Court judge said is that he is going to remain neutral and not come to a decision as to whether he should or should not be inaugurated tomorrow, because we have this problem of assembling the judges who should look into Supreme Court matters. You know, it is another very civil and very orderly manner of calling the world to look at the facts on the ground. But we have also learned that there is a concerted effort by the international community to even prevent the judges from coming to the country to look at the complaint of the government about the fraudulent results of the election.
But if things were normal, really, would you be expecting to get judges of the Supreme Court from a third-party country? Any particular reason why you do not have a full quorum of the Supreme Court in the Gambia?
In general, it has always been like that. Most of the Supreme Court judges are always hired from the sub-region, you know, Ghana and Nigeria, since before even this regime, have supplied Supreme Court judges to come and look at cases in the Gambia. That is why I think in this particular moment, when the situation is so critical and is looming towards what could be even military conflict, the region could have put together all their efforts and get the judges, go and take a look at it and tell us, because the president of the country, together with all his supporters, know they have a very credible case in which if the judges come and say, you don't have any case, he can step out. But if they do, he recommends, let's go back to the polls. But it's like nobody wants to discuss that. Nobody wants negotiation. It's like step down by force. We don't want to look at why you even change your mind. In fact, it doesn't even exist in the whole equation. When 63,000 votes were wrongly added to the total number of votes Barrow had, and not added to James and Candace, but is told to the world that it was, which, you know, makes us win the election if you look at the statistics. It makes the APRC wins the election. That is why he's challenging. He could have said, no, I won it. Because if you look at the statistics, he won it if he had been added the right way. But, you know, he's still trying to be very humble and very civil in its approach, because he has this bad name. Yeah, he's a military guy, this and that. No, he's not using any force. He's saying, let us help each other and work this out amicably based on the facts that I am presenting to you. But nobody wants to see the facts.
You know as well as I do that ECOWAS, the regional bloc in your neighborhood, has said that come tomorrow, it expects the new president to be sworn in. That has also been corroborated by the African Union, which says it will, with effect from tomorrow, it will not do business as usual with President Yahya Jammeh. It will, in fact, recognize President-elect Adama Barrow. The UN Security Council, where you are right there, says precisely the same thing. What are you hearing from your vantage point? Are you getting any cooperation? Are you hearing something different from that?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what is going on. But we are still going to remain pursuing our agenda of trying to shift their approach on the whole in the same issue, which if our position is not recognized, might turn into something that everybody will regret. Like there are situations where the Security Council, where the world has gone wrong in political issues or military issues for that matter, like what we saw in Libya, what we saw in Iraq, that may be, you know, unfolding again in the Gambia. The Gambia is a very peaceful country. Throughout these elections, you have never had anybody fighting anybody in the streets. Nobody has burned anybody's compound. Nobody insulted anybody. We have been very civil. And it's only the Gambia where you can see this type of election differences without violence, people burning each other's houses and so on. Now, if The country looks at itself and says, we can resolve this internally. And the sub-region say, you cannot. We are going to come and impose our will on you. I mean, like, then that is another ball game in the whole equation of our politics. I don't think they will do this to Nigeria. They will not do this to Ghana. They will not do this to Sierra Leone, because these are bigger countries. They see a small country that I understand even they are enumerating the army is about 1,000 people. We can go and just chew them up one overnight. And you install a government in a bloody way, it is going to remain unstable forever. And that whole sub-region stands the risk of being destabilized for a long time in a case that could be resolved internally in a very peaceful manner.
You know, there is a saying, Mr. Ambassador, that if you want to walk fast, you walk alone. But if you want to walk far, you walk together. Any particular reason why President Jammeh has chosen to run fast and walk alone?
No, he's not alone. He has thousands of Gambians behind him. And those are the people who matter. With all the fraudulent numbers they threw here, saying that they added numbers in his vote when they did not, you still see a balance in the false result of 227 against 208. We're talking about 18,000 in a population of 1.9 million people. I mean, like, that's not the overwhelming majority of the Gambians behind Barrow. No. This is a very balanced thing, and people are looking at the numbers, they see the facts, and they know it's a legitimate reason to complain about what went wrong in these elections. You know, but the world is looking at it differently. Oh, this is Jammeh alone. This is not Jammeh alone. They come in, they're going to kill thousands of Gambians. Senegal did it in 1981, killed thousands of Gambians to restore Jawara back to power. The mass graves are still there. We pass them in the Banjul area, the mass graves. We don't still know who is where. People have been lost in that war. You know, they're probably going to leave us with more mass graves, but people are ready to go into those mass graves than succumb to Senegal's pressure to exert to install a government that is against the will of the Gambians.
Thank you very much. Now we'll pause for a short break, and would like to remind you that Straight Talk Africa is now on the social networking website Twitter, and we are tweeting live. Follow us at VOA Shaka, that's VOA Shaka, and join in on today's discussion with your questions and comments. Don't forget to use the hashtag VOA Gambia Politics, and we are still on Facebook. Just enter the keyword Straight Talk Africa, become a fan, and connect with other friends of the Voice of America. We'll be right back with you, so please, don't go away.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. What is your opinion about today's topic? Call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code 1. When you call, remember the following. Ask only one question. Keep your comment brief and turn down the volume on your radio or television. Now let's return to Straight Talk Africa.
And no one person is above the law, not even the president. And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation. And I'll be honest with you, I'm looking forward to life after being president. I won't have such a big security detail all the time. I can spend time with my family. I can visit Africa more often. The point is, I don't understand why people want to stay so long, especially when they've got a lot of money.
That was U.S. President Barack Obama, of course, addressing the African Union Commission in Addis Ababa in the summer of last year. Welcome back. Our discussion today is the inauguration of the Gambian president-elect, Adama Barrow, scheduled for tomorrow.
But where is it going to take place? Our distinguished guest, Major Sheikh Omar Faye, retired, but certainly not tired. And until recently, the Gambian ambassador to the United States, and Ambassador Samsudeen Sarr, the Gambian acting permanent representative to the United Nations, is also a retired colonel from the Gambian Army. Gentlemen, I have to say that I'm profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled again to host you on Straight Talk Africa.
Very pleased. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you very much, Shaka.
You're most welcome. Let me come to you again, Ambassador Faye. First of all, you have been your country's ambassador to the United States. You have served your country as a minister of sports. You have represented your country at the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. I remember I was in the stands when I was a graduate student at UCLA, where you guys were in fact staying. Any particular reason, for example, why you decided to take a position that elections had actually been won by Adama Barrow, and that he should be sworn into office, and yet your colleague in New York sees it differently? Any particular reason? In addition to you, of course, there have been several ministers who have resigned, including the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who apparently used to be very, very close to President Jammeh.
Yeah, thank you. Really, it's very simple. It's not as difficult and complicated as is being presented. Mm-hmm. Shaka, the Gambian people have decided what they wanted on December 1st, and the results completed December 2nd. We lost. Fair play needs to prevail. Mm-hmm. It's not a question of President Jammeh alone or some people. When you lose, you have to lose honorably. That's what I've been trained to. We lost, and the president conceded, made a phone call to President-elect, and told him very, very interesting words. I mean, very, very, very nice. The will of the Gambian people, the will of Allah. I have accepted. Make sure we keep this country in peace. Make sure the security of this country not to be compromised. I will help where I can, and let's work together as a team. The Gambian people have spoken. I have had the mantle of affairs of this country for 22 years. It was a Friday that I came. It was a Friday that now I'm conceding. And they were all born in 1985. Maybe the president-elect is a few months older. And they chatted among themselves. That was historic. And that was the dignity and democracy of Africa in play. Mm-hmm. Until a week later, when that big change came, and we were all saddened and disappointed. So it's not a question. An issue about President Jammeh or one or two persons. It's about the dignity of a country. It's about the democracy in process. Mm-hmm. It's about also Africa seeing a process that has never been thought will happen. So it's just a question of accepting and conceding defeat. I was part of that team. Our team lost. When you lose, you have to lose honorably. You have to lose with dignity. And as you said, at the Olympics, I remember when the commentator said, after Carl Lewis won 4 gold medals.
Correct.
And a lady called Mary Decker, who was also an Olympic American champion, lost. And the commentator said, from the triumph of Carl Lewis mm-hmm. to the tragedy of Mary Decker. Very you were there on the start.
I was.
In 1984. So coming back to politics and the Gambia, the Gambians wants to be in peace. The Gambians deserve dignity. Mm. It's not a question of numbers. The president has the right to go to the courts because there was a president in 2011. Mm. A lawyer called Mr. Dabo, a renowned lawyer in the Gambia, challenged the results of President Jammeh. He was told to go to the courts whilst President Jammeh was being inaugurated. So it's President Jammeh's prerogative mm-hmm. to go to the courts. But that should not stop President-elect Adama Barrow and the will of the Gambian people come into play come 19th of January 2017, which should be effective midnight tomorrow morning. So no mathematics, no questions, no arguments. It's just a straight shot. You have lost, you have lost. And you, when you lose, you have to lose with dignity. You cannot be keeping fighting after 22 years. I think he's done a great job for Gambia. He's a good man. There are a lot of issues about his human rights records and everything. That's not for me to say here. It's a question of handing over peacefully to somebody else as a citizen and a patriotic Gambian. He's done a great job for 22 years. That's what a lot of people think. A lot of people think the other way. They felt that there are a lot of people who got into big troubles. But as I said, that's not for me to come here to talk about. I'm here to talk that the will of the Gambian people must be respected. And then as our president, he appointed me in many, many portfolios, lots of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I take the opportunity to thank him for that. But when his team lost, he conceded defeat. And we were told that a few people came around later and want to make him believe that it's not correct. It's unfortunate. It's sad. That's all I can say. No hassle. I'm not mad or anything. We just have to respect democracy. We don't want to put Gambia in harm's way. And we want to see a peaceful transition, with all due respect.
Ambassador, sir, you said earlier that a lot of Gambians are very supportive of President Jammeh. And yet, let's face it, the last time I checked, the Electoral Commission was in fact made up by the citizens of the Gambia, unlike the Supreme Court, which for the most part is in fact dominated by people from other countries.
Yes. So what's your question there about, are you asking me about the Electoral Commission or?
Yes. So what is your
problem? Can you repeat that question?
What is your problem, for example, with the decision reached by the Electoral Commission of the Gambia saying that indeed?
No, evidently, yes, Shaka, Mr. Saleh, this Electoral Commission was one commission that had very bad reputation since Jammeh selected it and trusted it. It caused, you know, in 2014, a group of Gambian Americans here raised about $250,000, bought arms and ammunition to go and overthrow the Gambia government with this belief that the Electoral Commission can never conduct a free and fair elections in that country. In 2016, a demonstration sponsored by dissidents in the United States here again tried to bring down the government with the same narrative that the Electoral Commission can never be free and fair. The day before the election, somebody even published that Jammeh gave them $450,000 so that they can steal the election. So they were never trusted. Only Jammeh trusted them, that they are good, they are fair. Now, when this happened, he endorsed it and said, well, the Electoral Commission, I know, they are wonderful. They can never cheat. They can never go wrong. Until, I don't know why Mr. Faye is missing the fact that when I came from Gambia, because I was in the Gambia, I told him exactly what happened, that 5 days after the results were read, the Electoral Commission chairman came back and said, look, I made a huge mistake in my numbers. I mistakenly added 63,909 votes to Barrow's votes, which swelled its number. In fact, I used that word exactly the way he did, swell his numbers to far higher than what he had. But he also said he did the same thing on Jammeh's numbers and that of Candace, which were false. The only person he added the 63,000 numbers to was that of Barrow's. When you take that out and continue the mathematics according to what I see in the spreadsheet, Jammeh should have won. But he wanted us to sign the agreement, said, oh, still Jammeh lost. We said, no, we're going to look at these facts.
Okay.
We trusted you, but now with this thing, we are not trusting you anymore. And we found more grievous, more serious errors than this.
Then you go to court.
You know, that's the problem.
Then you go to court.
So we know the betrayed our trust.
Then you go to the courts, because the last time I checked, the only authority authorized by your constitution to declare election results is the Electoral Commission, not the President of the Republic of Gambia, not Ambassador Sarr at the United Nations.
No, but when the Electoral Commission, you have never also heard, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm not interjecting, I've never heard, Shaka, in this world, an Electoral Commission that came and read results twice. Never. You know, I don't think anywhere in the world that will go smoothly. You come and declare election results on the first.
We'll continue with the
discussion. Then on the fifth, you came, my results are wrong. These are the new results.
We'll continue with...
And you want me to buy it just like that?
We'll continue with the discussion. You're tuned into Straight Talk Africa, and we'll have more of a discussion in a moment. But first, here is Ayen Bior. Take it away, Ayen.
Thanks, Shaka. Still to come, we'll reveal some of the fantastic feedback we've received from you, our audience, through social media.
Today's youth are not just the next generation of African leaders. They are today's leaders. And this is the time to invest in them. Today, not tomorrow. So let's connect. Let's engage with each other on issues that will transform our societies.
Innovation, leadership, entrepreneurship, things that you're doing to move the continent forward to make you the greatest generation that Africa has known.
It's Upfront every Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
This is Straight Talk Africa on The Voice of America. Call us now with your questions and comments. The number is 202-619-3111 and the U.S. country code is 1. Call us direct and we'll call you right back. Remember to turn down the volume on your radio or television and keep your comments brief. Now back to Straight Talk Africa.
Welcome back to Straight Talk Africa, live from Washington. Once again, it's time to bring in my colleague and social media reporter, Ayen. Take it away again, Ayen.
Well, thanks again, Shaka. There certainly has been no shortage of opinions and reactions to this week's topic. Let's take a look at the latest events unfolding. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh declared a state of emergency after refusing to accept the results of last month's election, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. This latest move took place just a day before the inauguration of the new president that is expected to take place on Thursday. The United Nations and several African leaders have called on Jammeh to step down peacefully. West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, has placed its military force on standby if Jammeh does not step down on January 19th. This leads us to our question of the week, which asks, how do you feel about Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down? Well, starting off the conversation is Patricia Nambi with our letter of the week. Our letter of the week is from Patricia Nambi from Uganda. She writes, I feel that many African presidents are infected with a dangerous disease of trying to cling on to power. Yahya Jammeh accepted defeat in December and even sent a congratulatory message to the president-elect, Adama Barrow. Indeed, the entire world had saluted Jammeh as a man of integrity and political maturity. One wonders why he decided to reverse course and declare the election results invalid. This situation may lead to bloodshed, political instability, a refugee crisis, and other related problems. Well, thanks, Patricia, for your thoughts. And before we continue, I'd like to thank all of you for using our social media platforms to communicate with us. And if you haven't yet, please do follow us at VOA Shaka. And another reminder that we are tweeting live today, and you can follow the conversation with the hashtag VOA Gambia Politics. And speaking of tweets, let's go to one from Samuel Ansi, who writes, why will an African leader refuse to step down? I think it's got to do with the fear of being a victim of witch hunting. We have another tweet from Katabarwa Ronald from Kampala, Uganda, who writes, I think he ought to respect the people's voices that were heard emphatically. Now to a comment from Facebook fan Charles Okiso, who writes, President Jammeh's refusal to step down is a very big test for African leaders on the question of democracy. But Mr. Jammeh has already qualified for the title of former president of Gambia. Adama Barrow is now the president of Gambia. Well, Shaka and Guess, what do you think?
Interesting. Your reaction to that, Ambassador Faye?
Nothing but the truth, my friend. This is when the truth is the truth, and it's nothing but the truth. The Gambian population have spoken. The president has been there for 22 years. They wanted change. They voted for change. The most honorable thing to do is for President Jammeh to turn around and say, thank you, Gambia. You've given me this job for 22 years. Mm-hmm. I did what I could. I may have must have had my limitations, mm-hmm. as is human. Let's see what we can do to move the Gambia to another pedestal. Well, you cannot just refuse. It's a dangerous path, like I said in my letter. Mm-hmm. And also, anything happens, President Jammeh and people around him will be held responsible. That's just the truth, because there's a blatant the refusal to accept the will of the Gambian people.
Very interesting. Any more social media reaction from the continent? Ayen?
Yes, in fact, let's go to another comment from a Facebook fan, Paul Kariu. He writes, President Jammeh's refusal to relinquish power is a sad reality in Africa. It shows us that we have a long way to go when our leaders don't respect the power of the people. It's time we impose sanctions on such leaders, because we need democracy and peace. And our last Facebook comment comes from Semwanga Lutuya, who writes, ECOWAS should respect institutions like the court system, let the court system decide on the contentious matters, but no to use of force. And of course, Shaka, as you can imagine, there have been quite a bit of comments online about the role of ECOWAS in maintaining peace in the Gambia. Your thoughts?
Very interesting. How about that, Ambassador Sir? Your reaction?
I was looking for the last something that would sound the last remark from this person who said they should allow Gambians to settle this internally peacefully, because, like I said, there has never been any violence in the country. People have been trying to manage. Almost every civil servant is there in the country working, doing. Most of those who are running are those who don't have much to do and are encouraged and, you know, by the dissidents outside to run away to sow a very bad scenario in the Gambia. And also the threat of ECOWAS coming to use military force that they have never done anywhere in the world. I cannot see ECOWAS has never done that to any country. This is an internal matter. If violence should break out tomorrow in the Gambia, it is ECOWAS that brings it there, and not the Gambians, not anybody. So, to be honest with you, I am very disappointed, and it is a very dangerous precedent, and I hope, you know, they will think twice. You know, I have heard about sanctions. Yeah, countries have been sanctioned for, you know, political issues that cannot be resolved internationally. But going into military incursion has never resulted well. The new Secretary General Gutierrez, to quote him, said, he has seen wars, but in the wars today, in the past, in the wars, you have losers and winners. But today's wars, you don't have any winner. You only have losers.
True.
So whoever thinks that going into the Gambia will change the country and there will be a winner and there will be a loser, you're making a huge mistake. You're just going to create another human disaster. So let's give peace a chance.
Talking about the new Secretary General of the United Nations, what happens to you, Ambassador Sarr, effective tomorrow, given that the international community from tomorrow is going to be doing business with the new president, Adama Barrow?
Oh, what is going to happen to me?
What
I don't know.
What is going to happen to you? Are they going to recognize your credentials?
I don't know whether they're going to recognize them, but I will continue doing what I am doing. If they recognize it, I would. If they don't, I would. I'm not going to change my position. I have a very strong point of which I think I would go for it to the end. Even if there is a change of regime, I will continue echoing the same sentiments to tell the world that this is a situation where you really went wrong.
But in all fairness, Ambassador Sarr, you know as well as I do that the Gambian Electoral Commission has held four elections previously, and we have never complained. I have never heard the government
complain. Yeah, with a different chairman.
Because obviously, chairman, used to be a deputy chairman. He used to be a deputy chairman,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, he used to be a deputy chairman.
Yes.
Yes, yes, he used to be a deputy chairman. And when he came in, somehow he didn't play by the rules of the previous chairman, period. That's what I say.
But if he didn't if he didn't play by the rules honestly, there is no way in the world that President Yahya Jammeh would have conceded defeat with grace.
No, he conceded defeat with grace because he thought it was all good and well. He saw the results and he said, I trusted these guys, until they called him back and said, sorry, the numbers we showed you were absolutely wrong. We made huge mistakes in our numbers. And they showed us the numbers, and they did not only make the mistakes, but they forged the numbers to make it look good.
But
when in reality,
but
if they added it right, he would have won.
Well,
we would have won if they...
If you were the Electoral Commission...
The numbers are forged. Look at the numbers. The numbers are forged.
Yeah, but
the numbers are forged.
But according
they
to
are
what
not
we,
right.
But according to what we have and according to the decision or the declaration made by the chairman of the Electoral Commission, even that revision still left the results pretty much the same, except that there were differences in numbers. You still had the same man win the election.
No, Mr. Sally, I am telling you, if you look at, I have this spreadsheet right here before me while I'm talking to you. If you look at the 63,909...
I have looked at what,
yeah,
you, what,
number,
what you gave
that
me,
number,
but I have
that's
no
the
way.
Only number. That's the only number they transposed. And that's the only number they transposed to Adam Barrow's numbers. Never transposed to James, neither to, to Candace. So what they should have done was just add James' numbers, 212,099, to his 24,000. We would have given him 236,000, and he would win. But this guy, can you imagine if this guy had come the fifth day and turn around and say, oh, we made huge mistakes. When we corrected it, Jammeh won. He would have been part of the whole international scandal now. They say, oh, now that's what we were saying. The IEC is for Jammeh. He's done it again. That's what they would have said, you know. But we are still taking it easy, trying to make it look make the world look at it from a very civil point of view. But it's not that. It's like now. He stayed too long for the power. He should go now. We are tired of him. It's not that. Base it on facts.
You are a good
soldier. If he is to go, let us do it on some realistic ground.
You are a good soldier, a retired senior military officer at the rank of a colonel.
Yes.
What do you do tomorrow?
Yes.
Do you report to the office? And if you do,
oh, sure.
Under whom will you
the
be
office
serving
is still
effective
ours.
Tomorrow?
We are still paying for the hours. We are still paying for the office. We still own the office. I'm going to go there, and I will keep on, even if they don't allow me to, in the building here, I will keep on telling the world that this is our contention, because where this is developing into, what it is developing into, we don't know. You know, everybody is thinking that come tomorrow.
Are you going to shift your allegiance to the new president? Are you going to shift your allegiance to the new administration in Banjul?
Unless my government says they recognize him and he is now the president, I can't understand shifting my allegiance to him. If they do, I would.
I see.
If the government, if APRC government says tomorrow that, look, we have looked at it, you know, yes, now it is Adama Barrow who is now the president. I am no longer the president. I will write to him and say, I am at your service and I will serve you honorably. If you want it, we can work together. If I'm not, you know, the type you want over here, I can, you know, go and do something else. I'm still a Gambian. I can find something to do with my life. But apparently I have a good story to tell, and I'm going to keep on telling it. When Iraq was being invaded by the U.S., it was President Obama who alone stood in that Senate and said, don't go to Iraq. This is going to be a dumb war.
Let's not invade Gambia.
It's going to be a dumb invasion.
Let's not go to Iraq. Let's stay in the Gambia.
Don't invade the Gambia. It's going to be a dumb invasion.
What happens tomorrow if the United Nations says formally that it recognizes the new president, Adama Barrow? What happens to Ambassador Sarr?
Ambassador Sarr, unless that happens, I cannot tell you. It's a very hypothetical question. When it comes, I adjust to the realities of the situation. I live by the present. I'm living what I see today. Tomorrow, when it happens, I will adjust to that reality.
Thank you very much. Hypothetical questions sometimes may also need hypothetical answers. Well, thanks again for bringing us this week's audience reaction.
Well, that does it for today's social media segment. But remember that this conversation continues on Twitter and Facebook. And as always, we appreciate your feedback, whether it's in social media form or using other means to communicate with us. And if you're a new fan, send us an email at africatv@voanews.com. Once again, our email address is africatv@voanews.com. Or post your comment on our Facebook page. Enter the keyword Straight Talk Africa. Be sure to visit us online at voaafrica.com. Or you can join our YouTube channel. Sign up to VOA TV 2 Africa. Follow us on Twitter to keep up with the latest news and developments. You can find us there at VOA Shaka. A reminder that the show is streaming live every Wednesday. Go to VOA Straight Talk Africa TV program page on our website. Or simply watch us live on your mobile device. Just download the VOA mobile app. Now let's take a look at what's on tap for next week's program.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, reaction to the inauguration of Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States. That's right here on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Welcome back, and our discussion today is the inauguration of the Gambian president-elect Adama Barrow, scheduled for tomorrow. But where is it going to take place? Our distinguished guests, of course, are Major Sheikh Omar Faye, and until recently, the Gambian ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Samsudeen Sarr, the Gambian permanent representative to the United Nations. He's also a retired colonel from the Gambian Army. Well, gentlemen, it's of course a pleasure interacting with you. And what happens to you tomorrow, by the way, if in fact you have a new administration? Do you go back to the office?
I will be very grateful to God Almighty and again applaud and congratulate the Gambian people and all friends of the Gambia for their support. One thing that is very clear, if they have their arguments and they have their legal team and people who are arguing for them, perfect. Let them go to the courts and let them allow the Gambians to live with dignity and live in peace and inaugurate President-elect Adama Barrow. Mm-hmm. All arguments and everything is not for anywhere else, but it should be left for the Supreme Court. And I think if they are lucky that maybe in May, they can still go to the courts in May and leave the Gambians to continue to respect their democratic values and the constitution. Very simple. You don't have to be a mathematician or a lawyer to know that. Very simple. Secondly, I think the president also made a very serious mistake. He was still the player and also a referee. I'm not sure whether guys, you know, we who have asked him to honorably accept are his friends, are people who are very good to him. Anybody ask him to stay? They're on the other side, even though they're looking at the other way around. But I'm thinking that anybody who tells President Jammeh, we want you to exit honorably with dignity, you've done a lot for Gambia, and see what you can do to work with the coalition and have a smooth transition. That's the person I would respect. But anybody who's telling President Jammeh, don't accept it, stay back, and the whole world is saying something different, I am worried. So you cannot be a referee and a player. You cannot be a referee and also a player. The president announced that the elections are declared null and void. You cannot do that. It's only the Supreme Court who has the power to do that. Yes, you're very powerful. You're the president. But that's not your prerogative. You don't have that power. So that's why if you come and declare the elections null and void, then you're the Supreme Court.
Are you telling us, Ambassador Faye, frankly, that all these years you have been under the illusion, for example, that you have a president who believes in democracy, you have a government which has three different organs, and that is, of course, the chief executive, the legislature, and the judiciary, while there are a lot of people who have actually been saying in Gambia, like most countries on the African continent, those three different organs which you see on paper, that in reality, they are in fact controlled by the chief executive who happens to be the president.
Right. That is true. That's why if you listen to President Obama, just recently, he was talking about the comportment and the behavior of African presidents. Do not cling into power. Staying in power for too long has its consequences. Thus, you may end up, you know, being so powerful. And in Africa, we have to create those institutions that would not allow the chief executive to go beyond his bounds of controlling the judiciary or the legislative. I mean, that's a dangerous precedent. But coming back to what we were talking about, many places around the world, you have elections already, they give the results. But eventually, they will come and give the final results. It's happening in different parts of the world. But as you have rightly said, that did not change the numbers. But it was President Jammeh who appointed the Independent Electoral Commission.
Yes.
He was the one who appointed everything you were saying.
Perhaps it was independent so long as it delivered the results that he could live with.
Exactly. And I know the person who was the chairman. He's an 82-year-old man, a very respectable person, a very strong Gambian, very good Muslim. And I'm sure, I mean, he's not a guy that you can easily manipulate. But the president applauded Mr. Ndiaye. He said he's a good man. He believes that the commission is very effective until, and he accepted. The president accepted gracefully that he lost. We supported him. We followed it till in the morning. But everybody realized that the votes were going on the other side. And we said, wow, we lost.
That's
just the truth. The best thing is for him to do a favor for the Gambia and for democracy and for himself is to honorably bow out. We love him and we want to wish him well. We want to wish his family well. We don't want any fighting in the Gambia. Ekomok, we're in Liberia.
Well, time happens not to be our best ally, Mr. Ambassador. Let's go to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. Good evening, Tafa from Ghana. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa. Tafa, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
I'm great, Shaka.
Your question.
I got your guest in the studio.
Thank you. Your question, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shaka, my question to the ambassador.
To the point, please. To the point. 1 minute.
Yes. Okay. Are you proud of having a foreigner as a Supreme Court judge in your country? That is my question. And my second one, Shaka, it's like an appeal. I'm appealing to the ECOWAS to move on swiftly and bring democracy to Gambia. I've heard Ghanaian combat troops will be leaving soon. We, the people, citizens of Ghana, are behind them. They should go and bring democracy and freedom to our brothers in Gambia.
Thank you
very much, Shaka. God bless you.
Thank you. What about Sidi? Is it Sidi from Maryland? Hello, Sidi?
Yes, Shaka, I'm right here.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I just want to make a quick comment.
1 minute, please.
Yes. With regards to the numbers that Mr. Saad is arguing, I just want to tell him that this is just a simple Excel column shift formula error. There is nothing huge about it. And finally, all these arguments, it just needs to go to the court. We have seen this scenario so many times. The UDP used to... They've never agreed with the election results, and they will go to the Supreme Court and be patient and wait for the results while President Jammeh has been inaugurated. So this is not a big deal. This has happened before. So what's the big deal? The finally, the other thing is there is something important that happened, which was counting on the spot. That was very important to these elections, and I believe that that is the main reason Mr. Jammeh lost the election. I think he should step down and not, you know, try to bring any bloodshed or what kind of unrest or whatever in the Gambia. Gambia is a peaceful country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Samuel from Uganda. Good evening, Samuel. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Ndugushaka. How are you?
I'm hugely terrific. How are you?
Very terrific. Major Sheikh Omar Fai, you are a Gambian U.S. ambassador. President Jammeh has declared a state of emergency, and the parliament has extended 3 months for him to keep ruling. Now, Adama Barrow is in Senegal.
I'm afraid I cannot
hear
you.
Is he going to be allowed?
I'm hearing.
Adama Barrow is in Senegal. Can you hear?
Can you hear Ndugu?
No, I can't. But you can hear
him. Yes, I can hear him. Go ahead. I can hear you. Looks like we lost him.
I hope you didn't lose him.
Okay. What about Patrick from Nigeria? Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Saka.
I am terrific.
My question to our guest is, why is it that the military are backing Yahya Jammeh? And the military, knowing fully whether Yahya Jammeh failed woefully, is Yahya Jammeh and the military, are they preparing for civil war in Gambia? Thank you very much. Have a great day. That battle will come for here in Nigeria.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ambassador Sara, the first question that came on was, why are you proud of the fact that the Supreme Court of your country is made up of by foreign judges?
Oh, no, I am not. But, you know, if you look at the sociological structure of Gambia...
Ally. Could you finish quickly, please? Time is not our best ally.
No. What I'm saying is, Gambia is a very small community. Everybody knows everybody.
Okay.
That is why they think if you have foreign judges, it's going to be easier for them to look at the cases impartially than you hire Gambians who know each other, call each other, go to each other to influence cases.
I'm sorry, time is not our best ally. Well, before we go, I would be remiss if I did not pay tribute to His Majesty King Shigeri Ndasindurwa, the fifth Rwanda's last monarch. He was laid to rest at his home in Nyanza district. He was forced into exile after clashing with the Beligian colonial power. He died in the U.S. state of Virginia, and he spent more than half a century in exile. The last 25 years with U.S. in the U.S. here in Washington, great area. He was born in the then Kingdom of Rwanda 8 years ago. May his soul rest in eternal peace. On that note, thanks to our two distinguished guests, Major Sheikh Omar Faye, former Gambian ambassador to the United States, and Ambassador Samsudeen Sarr, the Gambian acting permanent representative to the United Nations. He joined us from the Bureau in New York. Thanks to our affiliate stations, along with our viewers and listeners. We thank you for tuning in. For many of our Voice of America radio affiliates, Learning English is coming up next. And tomorrow morning's Daybreak Africa with James Bate. On behalf of the Voice of America, thanks for tuning in to Straight Talk Africa. In the meantime, get better, not beta, Gambia. And please remember to keep the African hopes alive.